Hannity, Biden plans to lie, smear, slander, besmirch his way into a second term. By Jeff Poor on April 13, 2024. During his Friday opening monologue, FNC's host Sean Hannity predicted President Joe Biden would not try to win re-election on the merits of his candidacy or his first-term track record. Instead, the Fox News Channel Hannity host said Biden would go negative on his opponent, former President Donald Trump, to win a second term. Transcript as follows. Hannity: no matter how bad things get, Joe will always make time for long weekends in Delaware or of course at the beach. Although he does struggle to carry around his little beach chair. Now even of course as his poll numbers have been declining. Rest, relaxation, that is the top priority for this. Well, cognitively impaired, weak and frail president. Instead of working hard for your vote, Biden plans to lie, smear, slander, besmirch his way into a second term. For example, just this week, Joe said that he inherited skyrocketing inflation from Donald Trump. Well, in reality, Joe Biden inherited a historically low inflation rate of 1.4%. And since taking off and printing money and spending money like never before, inflation has jumped nearly percent and it continues to get worse every single solitary month. Inflation is now so bad, even over at the conspiracy theory channel MSDNC, even they have to sound the alarm. Take a look. Begin video clip. Unidentified male: I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy. Unidentified female: I agree. Unidentified male: raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. Alright, so that is everybody. President Biden argues that his economic record has been very good, saying President Trump's was not as good. Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy, or are you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy? Unidentified female: I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's at all with what's going on in the country, not even accountability, like he's in denial that it's happening. End video clip. Hannity: I think that was on liberal Joe. Probably had a heart attack. Now what you just heard is backed up by real data. Renting a single-family home, that's up 36%. Renting an apartment, that's up 23%. Mortgage rates are at a 15-year high. You want to buy groceries? Well, those prices are up 25%. And eating out, that's up 25%. Gas prices are now up more than 50% since Joe took office. Energy prices are up nearly 30% and they are going higher, increasing at a rate that is 13 times faster than under Trump and Obama, the last 7-8 years. It has never been more expensive to live in our country and it's about to get even worse. In order to buy votes ahead of the election, now, Biden just wants to dump more money, your money, into the economy with another massive student loan bailout. Oh, another $7 billion. How great is that? And according to economists, this multi-billion dollar plan will cause inflation to spike even further. In return, well, a small portion of affluent Americans will have some of their college and grad school loans repaid, and who are they really being paid by? Hard-working Americans, the people that really make this country great. Many of whom, well, they went into the trades and maybe they didn't go to college. Why did they have to pay off, you know, some sociology tenured professor's student loan? Take a look. Begin video clip. Political AD. Unidentified male: I spend my days digging holes, cutting grass and sweating. Unidentified female: this is job number two today. Unidentified male: I'm breaking my back out here for one reason. Unidentified male: I want to pay off some other guy's debt. Unidentified female: Biden's plan to play other people's college loans using my tax dollars is a great idea. Unidentified male: Biden's right, you should take my tax dollars to pay off your debt. End video clip. Hannity: you see what's happening here? The Biden administration, they are run by woke Ivy League elitists who have absolutely no connection to the rest of America. I've been saying this for a long time. The Democratic Party that has become radicalized, and they have become the party of coastal elites. Conservatives, Republicans, they are now the party of working men and women in this country. These elites, they grew up in a little bubble. They went to school in the little bubble, They now work in a far-left woke bubble that is Washington, D.C. No diversity of thought or perspective whatsoever. And meanwhile, Biden himself, a serial plagiarizer, has never really had any original thoughts, especially now with his cognitive decline. So he does whatever, well, his self-righteous staffers tell him to do. In this case, let's try and get young people and buy their votes and pay off their student loans with other people's money. Now, this week, more note cards written by his staff telling Joe exactly where to stand, what to say, where to walk, and what reporters to call on, along with obviously pre-written answers to questions that they just seem to happen to anticipate, or expect, or colluded on. Anyway, really hard to read from the script, but even that was a struggle. Take a look. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, President of the United States. Look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office. What we see in our joint support for Ukraine in the face of Russia's vicious assault is just outrageous. Third, next question, who I call on next? Hang on, say, here got my list here. Hang on, I apologize. Aurelia of AFP. There are a number of hostages that are being held by the Hamas and, dash just yesterday, we're meeting with the Vice President, our National Security Advisor before that, and then in our American hostages as well. Thank you. Thanks. Crosstalk. Biden, why didn't everybody holler at once? End video clip. Hannity, now, Joe Biden is clearly weak, frail, a cognitive mess and incompetent than the vultures on a staff. They're using him to enact the most radical far-left socialist policies this country has ever seen. It is ending up hurting most of you, the American people, the people that make this country great. This is why Biden is losing support from so many groups that, well, kind of together are the Democratic coalition. In other words, his base, the voters that Democrats usually depend on. Now, that includes African Americans. According to a Wall Street Journal poll, Biden's support among black men in battleground states is down a whopping 30%. Biden's support among black women is down 16 points. The New York Times found that Donald Trump now leads Biden among Hispanic voters. This is a group that Biden carried by nearly 60% in 2020. Meanwhile, working-class voters of all races are fleeing the Democratic Party in droves. Why? Because inflation is impacting and hurting everybody. But especially people that now 60% of the country that are living paycheck to paycheck or on a fixed income, and the last thing these hard-working great Americans want to end up doing is to pay off, you know, some Yale sociology professor's grad school loans. But Joe doesn't think of it that way. Why? Because he cares about the coastal elites. Joe doesn't think he can barely even read or walk at this point. So who's actually making the call, I don't know. There has never been anyone less capable of serving what is the toughest job in the world, being the president of our country, than this guy Joe Biden, and yet he wants another term? America and the world are really on the brink. This is our inflection point as a country in 206 days. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.